Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's talk about the law in the news with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's discuss first the arrest in England of the former Prince Andrew and also a former UK ambassador to the United States. How is their system over there different than ours in terms of bringing charges?
It's very different. The British law first requires the police to gather evidence, as we do here, but then the evidence is submitted in a file to the Crown Prosecutor Service. And those people look at it. They determine whether there should be an arrest. They arrest the person. They can detain them for up to 24 hours and in some cases up to 96 hours. And then if the Crown Prosecutor Service determines if there's realistic probability of a conviction, number one, and number two, if there's a public interest to charge the person, then the case goes to the Crown Court and there's a trial by jury.
We know this is all about the Epstein files, but do we know any more? Have they released anything more specific about the nature of the allegations?
I think we're going to get a release of documents very soon. The media is reporting that the royal family wants to be transparent, so we're probably going to know more. But what we see here with both these people, both Andrew and this former ambassador, is that they apparently, according to the authorities, engaged in some sort of public office misconduct, which involved sharing confidential information with Jeffrey Epstein. In the case of Andrew, he was serving as the UK trade envoy for a period of about 10 years. Very, very serious charges could land him in prison the rest of his life, because if these are confidential national security issues, that's a real, real problem.
Terrible story out of California recently where nine people died in an avalanche, and now people are wondering whether there will be criminal charges brought against either the tour company or the ski resort. But when you buy a lift ticket or you rent ski equipment, don't you end up signing something? And we never read it, but isn't that a waiver of some sort that kind of absolves the companies from any responsibility?
Those waivers only go so far. Basically, you do assume risk when you go out and you ski. I mean, it's not a safe endeavor, and you know there are all kinds of things that can happen, and so you definitely assume some risk. Those waivers will protect the individuals and protect the tour guides and the resorts to some extent. But if it goes over the line, if for instance there is criminal negligence, which means reckless conduct, so let's just say the tour guides were not following industry standards and they knew that there was a storm coming and they went out anyway, or they went to a place where they knew there was going to be a good high probability of an avalanche, that's when it crosses over the line, and those waivers will not protect anybody in those circumstances.
So it all depends on the results of the investigations, is that it?
Yes, and my understanding is the criminal authorities are out there, and they're investigating, and they're looking very carefully at what the conditions are, what was known, how these people were trained, and if they did what they were supposed to do. Now, if they did what they were supposed to do and there was no negligence, criminal or otherwise, you know, that's not going to be a crime. It takes a lot to get something like this, a tragic accident, to be something that's criminal.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Interesting case in Louisiana. That state passed a law mandating that the Ten Commandments be posted in classrooms. Isn't this a violation of the separation of church and state?
One would think. I mean, the case that came down in 1980, Supreme Court said definitively, you cannot mandate that the Ten Commandments are posted in schools. It was a case that was a serious precedent, and other states have tried to do it over the years, and they've been stricken down. In fact, this court, this Louisiana court, struck the very law down 2 years ago, but now they're sort of backing off that and saying, well, we need to know more. So are you going to put other things up on the walls, like the Declaration of Independence? Because if you put other things up on the wall, then maybe this is a historic sort of thing rather than a religious thing. I'm not sure I buy that, and my guess is that if, in fact, this gets upheld, the Supreme Court's going to strike it down. I don't care how conservative the court is now. That it's very clear that that really crosses the line.
And finally, during the State of the Union last night, President Trump reiterated that these temporary 15% tariffs that he hopes will be permanent, I guess, he has complete authority and to do that. It's totally legal. Is he right?
That's hard to say, because the law that he's going under is a law that's 50 years old, but no one has ever used it. A president has never, ever used it. So does it cover what he wants to do? I think the authorities and the legal pundits are really on the line about it. So my guess is he's going to, you know, they're imposed already. He might even raise them a little bit more. I think that there are going to be companies that file immediate lawsuits and will probably have a ruling on it before the 150 days are up.
And after 150 days, my understanding is it would have to be Congress that would approve, no?
Yes, exactly. The Congress would have to extend those tariffs. And, yeah, it's a little surprising that we're not seeing more legislative work being done, because Gorsuch, in his opinion, it was really clear. He said, listen, this is a congressional issue for good reason, because tariffs have massive ramifications. And even though Congress is slow sometimes to pass laws, this is what we want. The legislators should be doing this. It was given to them by the Constitution, and the president can work with the Congress to do it, but he doesn't have the authority by himself.
Meantime, don't wait for your refund check in the mail, I guess, huh?
Exactly.
Karen Conti, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
See you, bye.